this God-inspired message from Shofar Christian Church. We trust that you will enjoy today's message and that it will encourage you to grow deeper in your relationship with Christ our Savior.
So, I want to share with you how I came to sharing what I'm sharing this morning. A while ago, I saw, okay, I'm preaching this morning, so I started praying, asking God, God, what exactly is it you want to say? And only a while later, in a dream, God just said Psalm 7. Now, I'm excited. Yes. It's the first time God spoke to me in a dream, giving me a scripture. This is awesome. It's going to be amazing. And I just start reading the psalm and reading it, just allowing God to speak to me. Nothing really came out. And I decided, okay, now let's go and do good biblical interpretation. Now you go and look in what time it was written, what was the original audience, everything around that scripture, what was the history, what does God want to say, what does other people, theologians say about it, commentaries, dictionaries. You know, you go and read up and you prepare, you have everything ready. And I had to laugh at some stage, because when I started doing that, there was almost nothing about the psalm. You know, there was one table in my Bible, my study Bible, that actually said, you know, resources and origin of Psalm 7, unknown. That was pretty amazing. So we don't know in what time it was written. We don't know exactly what happened at that time in history. So I'm like, okay, God, this is not your traditional sermon, the way you prepare it, but this is awesome. What do you want to say? So I just spent a lot of time in prayer asking God, what is it you want to say through the scripture? Because nothing stood out immediately to me. And came a bit later. And yeah, my first day I was, okay, God, I trust you, but now I need to prepare a bit. So it's amazing. God is faithful. He knows what he wants to say. So first day, God just said and just showed me what exactly he wants to do this morning. So after you answer that question of, do I allow God to do anything in my life this morning? I hope everybody said yes. Because today we're going to get a bit more practical. This is not a deep theological teaching or anything. As I said, there's not a lot of information about the psalm. So, first off, I want to read Psalm 7 for us. Can we close the door, please? The wind is on my mic. Thanks, Warren. Okay. So you can just follow on the screen with me or in your Bibles. O Lord my God, in you do I take refuge. Save me from all my pursuers and deliver me, lest like a lion they tear my soul apart, rending it in pieces with none to deliver. I think you would agree with me. David was a bit stressed here. Okay. What we do know about the psalm is there was a guy named Cush. He was a Benjamite. And he accused David of some stuff. And so David wrote this in response. David, as we know David, he was quite a passionate man. I think you would agree with me, you know. When he brought the Ark of the Covenant back, he decided, no, he's going to dance and praise God with everything he has. He took off his clothes and he just worshiped God. He just praised God. This is a passionate man. You know, when he made mistakes, when he walked on top of his castle and he saw a woman bathing and he called her, and then at the end he called her husband back after he slept with her, and no, you must go and lay with your wife, and he's like, no, I won't. So in the end David got him killed as well. David was passionate. When he did something right, he did it well. When he did something wrong, he went for it. Okay. Later on, we see God says, okay, there's consequences to sin. The baby is born, but the baby's going to die. He Your baby with this woman is going to die. And David fell down for 3 days in sackcloth. He threw ash onto him. And after 3 days, God says, okay, it's done, stand up. And it's like, okay. And there he goes. So he was really passionate. I think if we did the tall trees personality type, he would be a rose and a palm. The disc type, he would be a D and an I, you know, passionate and going. Later on, he thinks a bit about it. We see that he created most of the instruments today. You know, in that time, he was really musical. He was really passionate. The stuff he wrote, he didn't just write this, oh, this would be a good idea, let me write a nice... This is actually what he prayed to God. And imagine that passionate man just going on his knees and crying out to God. Okay, so that's what we're going to do. I'm going to start again. Oh, Lord my God, in you do I take refuge. Save me from all my pursuers and deliver me, lest like a lion they tear my soul apart, rending it to pieces with none to deliver. Oh Lord my God, if I have done this, if there is wrong in my hands, if I have repaid my friend with evil or plundered my enemy without cause, let the enemy pursue my soul and overtake it, and let him trample my life to the ground and lay my glory to dust. So I think David was innocent, because if he wasn't and he prayed that to God, it would have been a problem. David would not have lived a lot longer. Okay, but he's passionate about this. Arise, O Lord, in your anger. Lift yourself up against the fury of my enemies. Awake for me. You have appointed the judgment. Let the assembly of the peoples be gathered about you. Over it, return on high. But this guy is fired up. The Lord judges the people. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness and according to integrity that is in me. Oh, let the evil of the wicked come to an end, and may you establish the righteous. You who test the minds and the hearts, O righteous God, my shield is with you, who saves the upright in heart. God is a righteous judge, and a God who feels indignation every day. It's amazing. While he's crying out to God and telling and asking God to come and destroy my enemies, he still proclaims who God is. O righteous God, my shield is with you, who saves the upright in heart. God is a righteous judge and a God who feels indignation every day. If a man does not... Okay, here he cools down a bit and just shares some truth. If a man does not repent, God will whet his sword. He has bent and readied his bow. He has prepared for him his deadly weapons, making his arrows fiery shafts. Behold, the wicked man conceives evil and is pregnant with mischief and gives birth to lie. He makes a pit, digging it out, and falls into the hole that he has made. His mischief returns upon his own head, and on his own skull his violence descends. Just sharing some truth with us. We all know this, 15 and 16. You know, if you do evil, at some stage, it's going to catch up with you. That's the truth. And then he ends off, I will give to the Lord the thanks due to his righteousness, and I will sing praise to the name of the Lord, the Most High. That's what I love about David. Doesn't matter what happens in his life. He cries out to God. He's been falsely accused in those days. Probably going to kill him or throw him in a dungeon, but probably going to kill him. If this is the truth. So somebody falsely accused him. And he's crying out to God. But still, he starts off praising God. He ends off praising God. He declares what he knows about God. Just imagine all of us does that when something difficult happened to us, when we are falsely accused. You know, David shows us how to respond. Yeah, I don't know if I would pray the wet your sword and fire arrows and kill all my enemy. But David, was passionate. He went for it when he got into it. So this morning, God chose me to stand up here, and I find that actually a bit funny. Because he wants to stir that passion in us this morning. He wants to come and just break down walls and ideas we have of speaking to him, worshiping him, of praising him, of thinking about him. How do we have a relationship with him? Are we like David that can just cry out, Father, that can just cry out to God whenever he wants? Or do we have a set pattern when we come to God? I'm going to stand like this. I'm going to kneel. I'm going to worship like this. I'm going to praise like this. I'm not saying anything is wrong. I'm just saying this morning God wants to come and he wants to make us passionate about him. He wants to come and break down walls and ideas that we have, that we are limiting ourselves and God through that. So there's a lot of ideas out there that we can talk about or whatever, but God just wants you this morning to just set your mind aside for a bit and just allow God to make you passionate, to worship him passionately, to praise him passionately. So I want all of us to stand, please. And I want all of us to read this together. It's going to be crazy and you're not going to be in tune with the person next to you, but it doesn't matter this morning. This morning, imagine you are David. Imagine you have been falsely accused. Imagine you're going through a tough time. All of us have. Some of us are going through it right now. You are depressed. You're in financial trouble. You are stressing about work, about family, about your studies. There's so much stuff that can put us in exactly the same position. And all of us have been there. So this morning, I want us to read this from verse 1 together. And do it as passionately as you can. Okay, like David would have done it. Not a psalm that is written that we're all going to read, but crying out to God and proclaiming who God is. Okay. Are you ready? Okay. Let me quickly put off the light. Okay, now it's pitch black. Nobody can see you. Okay. So let's start. Lord my God, in you do I take refuge. Save me from my pursuers and deliver me, lest like a lion that tear my soul apart, rending it in pieces with none to deliver. O Lord my God, if I have done this, if there is wrong in my hands, if I have repaid my friend with evil or plundered my enemy without cause, let the enemy pursue my soul and overtake it. And let him trample my life to the ground and lay my glory in the dust. Arise, O Lord, in your anger. Lift yourself up against the fury of my enemies. Awake for me. You have appointed a judgment. Let the assembly of the people be gathered about you. Over it, return on high. The Lord judges the people. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness and according to the integrity that is in me. Oh, let the evil of the wicked come to an end, and may you establish the righteous. You test the minds and the hearts. Oh, righteous God, my shield is with God, who saves the upright in heart. God is a righteous judge, and a God who feels indignation every day. If a man does not repent, God will whet his sword. He has bent and readied his bow. He has prepared for him the deadly weapons, making the arrows fiery shafts. Behold, the wicked man conceives evil and is pregnant with mischiefs and gives birth to lies. He makes a pit, digging it out, and falls into the hole that he has made. His mischief returns upon his head, and on his own skull his violence descends. I will give to the Lord the thanks due to His righteousness, and I will sing praise to the name of the Lord, the Most High. Amen. So if the band can come up for us, please. I want to encourage you this morning. We're going to praise God now for two songs. Just give everything. Just say, God, this is me, and I lay down my life. Whatever you want to come and do. And God's going to break down walls here today that we have in our hearts and in our minds. Stuff that's holding us, that's keeping us from being like David, from being passionate about God, from doing His will, from listening to His voice, spending time with Him, allowing God to lead you, to guide you, so that you stop bumping your toe against the same thing. God wants to deliver us of stuff this morning in this worship. So the band's going to lead us in two songs. Just stand aside, dance, lift up your hands, praise God more than what you praise the Springboks when they scored a try. Louder than that. You know, when you pass that exam after 7 years of studies, you don't go, yay. Okay. Be more passionate about God than about the stuff in your life. Praise God more abundantly and more loudly than you would the people around you. Okay.
Dead men to their feet. You are strong, Lord.
Thank you for listening to this message from Shofar Christian Church. We believe that it was time well spent establishing God's kingdom and proclaiming His glory in your life. For more information, call us on 012-362-1363 or email us at pretoria@shofaronline.org. You may also wish to browse our website at www.shofaronline.org or find us on facebook.com/shofarpretoria.